Penguin Random House Audio presents Missing Joseph by Elizabeth George. Read for you by Donata Peters.
The book's dedication reads, For Deborah. The book is preceded by a quotation from Shakespeare's The Tempest. I have done nothing but in care of thee, my dear one, thee, my daughter, who art ignorant of what thou art, naught knowing of whence I am. November, the rain. Cappuccino, that new age answer to driving one's blues momentarily away. A few tablespoons of espresso, a froth of steamed milk, an accompanying and generally tasteless dash of powdered chocolate, and suddenly life was supposed to be all in order again. What drivel! Deborah St. James sighed. She picked up the bill that a passing waitress had slid surreptitiously onto the table. Good Lord, she said, and she stared, both dismayed and disgusted, at the amount she was going to have to pay. A block away she could have ducked into a pub and acknowledged that importunate inner voice saying, What's this she rot, Deb? Let's just have a Guinness somewhere. But instead she'd made her way to Upstairs, the stylish marble glass and chrome coffee shop of the Savoy Hotel, where those who imbibed in anything beyond water paid heavily for the privilege, as she was discovering. She'd come to the Savoy to show her portfolio to Richie Rica, an up-and-coming producer employed by a newly formed entertainment conglomerate called L.A. Sound Machine. He had travelled to London for a brief 7 days to select the photographer who would capture for posterity the likeness of Dead Meat, a five-member band.